Blog Talk Radio.
Which is quite unusual and unique in this area of the world, since global warming or climate change or whatever else you choose to call it has happened. It's been years. Been years. So I love the warmth. I like seasons. I love the warmth. So I may just go sit outside today and get a little bit of sun. The goddess. Yes, she loves the sun. So, happy Thursday, and lots going on, lots of changes. You may be feeling it emotionally. You may be feeling it physically. My back went out the other day, and that just doesn't happen to me between my exercise and my wonderful chiropractor once every 3 weeks, and it went out. And about halfway through the afternoon, I could really feel it. Halfway through the afternoon, I thought, something must be shifting and adjusting. So those of you who have been noticing things this year, take a few moments this weekend and think about it. Because as I look back, I started the year sick, and then I got really sick in February. Then I was tired for like 6 weeks. Then my energy came back, and now I'm back to kind of, okay. And my back went out yesterday, and as I look back on everything, I know the energy is shifting and changing. I know that I am shifting and changing, and sometimes I wake up and I just want to cry, and there's no reason to have that happen. Sometimes I wake up afraid, and there's no reason to be afraid. I have nothing to be afraid of. So these are emotions that we're trying to release. And you certainly don't want to be making decisions about your life based on the releasing of those emotions, because it can really get us headed in a direction that possibly you don't want to be in. Who wants to make a decision based on fear? Who wants to make a decision based on depression or sadness? Try not to connect your emotional state, and do examine your emotional state. Certainly don't ignore it. This is very, very important. But don't make a decision based on your emotional state. always ask for clarity. Talk to your angels. Talk to Source, whoever it is that you, whatever it is you connect with, and allow yourself to take a breath. Take a breath. Ask for clarity. Ask for wisdom and understanding. You're going to find this is going to happen a lot. especially with the chaotic energy that is out there. And I love the title today because, believe it or not, you don't have to control everything. I don't have to control everything. And, you know, there's a part of us that wants to, wants to. There's a post I did today. Well, to add to this, Windows 10 took over my old computer, and I had actually been thinking about, when I say took over, it was in a not a good way. I had actually thought to myself, oh, I could probably use a new computer, and then Windows 10 kind of blocked everything, and I guess there were some corrupted files in there, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I lost a lot of my stuff. The point I'm making is things are shifting and changing, and I've been thinking of getting a new computer, which I have. I ended up getting one through Home Shopping Network because they always have nice packages. But now I'm not sure if I like it or not. But so I've been working and, you know, working on computers and doing this and that and the other thing. So if I lose, we have a problem with our internet at my house here. So if I lose anybody or if I lose the radio, hold on, I'll be back. The internet is quite sketchy. I think my modem's getting ready to take a dump. And everything happens on the internet. That's how we connect with our world. And you just can't control these things. You know, go with the flow of it. I took my computer to a geek friend, and that's good to have a geek friend, by the way. He kind of sort of fixed it and reset some things for me, and it's workable if I don't want to get the new one. I have to decide. But going with the flow is going to be very, very, very important. And just because things don't work out the way you want doesn't mean that it's not working out. And this is where those of us who are strong, the stronger you are, the more you want to control. The stronger you are, the more you feel the need to fix things. The stronger you are, the more determined you are. And in this energy, you're going to end up running into a lot of brick walls. You can whine, moan, groan, and complain. I certainly don't like it when things don't go my way. But, you know, I'm learning more and more and more that it's just like, whatever. All is well in the world. It'll all come back around. And things change constantly, and that is the way of the world. That is the way of the universe, actually. The only constant in the universe is change. So we have to learn to go with that flow, because if you're struggling against change, you're really going to be miserable. And because the universe is so on target and such a high frequency that, you know, your thoughts are creating. Your thoughts are creating, whether they're good or bad or whatever. Your thoughts are creating. You need to get used to that. And so if you're dwelling in the, oh, poor me, or I'm, or whining, moaning, groaning, and complaining, the universe can only give you back more things to whine, moan, groan about. So the more you try to control, the more you're literally telling the universe, hey, let me take care of this. Let the simple human, viewing the world through human eyes and viewing the world through the physical way of doing things. Here, let me take care of this. And you actually interfere with the great synchronicity that can be created by a universe, by the angels that can really put together divine connections. And this is where we must learn. Those of us who are very strong, those of us who have made it all this way. I wrote my blog the other day, and I encourage you to read it. It's called We the Sheep, Doing What They Tell Us. And here is a sense of, I'm always in awe of this. For those of you who know me, you understand that I don't like to write, and I do write this blog every month, and it sure seems like time is going by faster because it seems like I have to write. You know, from the last time I wrote, it seems like, wow, you got to write that again? Time is flying. This time again, I sat down with no thought in my head of what to possibly write, what I was even going to write about. I had no idea whatsoever. But I schedule myself because otherwise I'll continue to procrastinate. So, you know, if it's a week and I know it's like, oh, I got to write my blog, I'm going to schedule it for Friday morning, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And then I sit down and I'm ready to write and I got nothing. I got nothing. And then all of a sudden an idea comes and I start writing and the next thing I know it's 2.5 hours later. I can't even begin to tell you that feeling. When you actually let go, instead of stressing about writing, it's like I just go into the flow of it. When you actually let go, and when I'm done, I'm looking at it and going, wow, who wrote this? And it's always, of course, universe, the angels. Why they have picked me, I have no idea. How many people read it, I have no idea. But I'll tell you what, it's out there, and it's good. It's good. My husband reads it, and he's like, oh, my God, where do you come up with this? It's like, well, I don't. It proves to me over and over and over again, if we just let go, if we just trust, the universe will give us everything that we need, everything that we need. Read today's blog. You can go to my Facebook page. I have it posted on there, and you can take the link and it'll take you over to it. Or you can go to my website and go to blog. Seriously. And if you haven't read it yet, I encourage you to do that because it seems to be a month by month. Here's what's happening now. Here's what we need to look at. Here's the energy that people are experiencing, and here's what you need to know about it. And it's the same way with this radio show. Once a week I do this. Talking is easier for me than writing. And then people will say, oh, it's just what I needed to hear today. It is about us letting go of control. And then life becomes fun and it's much easier. When I got done, I was giddy. Like, wow. But this time I was giddy. This is really cool that this can happen. That we don't have to control, that we can say, okay, I need to write this, or I need to do this, or I need a new job, or I need a new computer, or I need whatever it is. And then all of a sudden you're in this space, and it's like, wow, the universe took care of all of it. And my husband experienced it too. There were issues with employees, and I told him, don't worry about it. I said, it's going to work out. To your advantage, you're going to get everything you need. And he's in the world. It's easier for me to do this. I predicted what would happen. I told him what would happen, and I was right, and he comes home. And he's such a kind person. He goes, do you ever get tired of being right? And it's like, nah. Not always so right with my own stuff, but the thing about it is I can let go. When it's your stuff, I can let go, and that's when the energy flows. And so the lesson, because I'm a very strong person, is to let go of my stuff and have it flow, and I'm much better than I used to be. I mean, my husband told me that I'm easygoing, he said, which I took. He said I was the most easygoing person he knows, and I took that as the highest possible compliment anybody could give me. And I know those of you out there that are controlling, I know that those of you out there that are super strong and have to take care of stuff know what a high compliment that is. So it is about us learning to let go and learning to understand that when we don't control everything, wow, the universe can really get things done a lot faster when your energy is like not in the middle of that. And what we have to understand, we are more powerful when we are not trying to figure shit out. We are more powerful when we actually say, okay, if I'm supposed to do something, let me know. We are powerful when we just believe, trust, detach. And that puts us in the moment. And therein lies our empowerment. You are powerful by doing nothing. I love that one. Today's affirmation came from John Randolph Price. It's a little bit different. A little bit different, but I felt compelled to share it. While I was trying to figure out what was going on with my internet and why I couldn't get the picture to post, you got to have the picture, right? So anyways, the affirmation is, myself is, and the S is capital. So it's your I am self, your soul self, your higher self, myself is. Now remember, we are connected to the most powerful energy in the universe. So myself with a capital S is wholeness and perfection. Think about that. Abundant and richly endowed. The essence and principle of all loving relationships. Total triumph and achievement. Whew. That's yourself, your soul, connected to the most powerful energy in the universe. If you can grasp this concept, that there is nothing that can keep you from what your heart's desire is. There is nothing but possibly your ego. Hello. So we are all these things, wholeness and perfection, abundant and richly endowed. We are the essence of loving relationships. It's in us to create that total triumph and achievement, meaning success. Therefore, okay, that's your soul, your connection to source. Therefore, I must be whole, rich, fulfilled, and successful. It's fact. We're connected. There's no separating that. This is my truth. I am open to receive. Don't you love that? Your soul is who you are. That's where you are. That's where you are seeking. That's where you're going to. That's why the journey that you have, and I kind of wrote about this in my blog. It's like, are we going to follow the crowds or are we going to have our own journey? And sometimes the things along our journey are in our face and aren't very comfortable. That is the path. That's how you make your way to that whole, rich, fulfilled, and successful, by learning things about yourself, by learning to love yourself, by accepting yourself, by not controlling what is going on. The picture below it is great, and it I had to really figure out how to do that, and when I figured it out, it wasn't actually the computer, it was the internet that constantly is going in, and I, like I said, I think my modem's going to take a dump. So, hopefully they will bring me a new one in another day or two. But anyways, the picture below, which is there, positive thinking is not only about expecting the best to happen. Expecting, not believing that the best will happen. Or I hope the best will happen. It is expecting it. But it is also about accepting whatever happens is for the best. Therein lies the control issue. Something happens in your life, you immediately judge it as good or bad, most likely bad. This can't possibly be a good thing. Your ego tells you you need to fix this. And then you fight, breaking down barriers, breaking down walls, which can't seem to happen, hitting up against brick walls, and all of a sudden, you're completely and totally miserable and uncomfortable. Therein lies the control issue. Yes, we know you're strong. Obviously, because the universe has kicked your butt since the time you were born, to get you to this point so that you can realize it's okay. The universe has got your back. You don't have to control everything. all of a sudden it's 2016, we're in a high, high frequency, and the universe is saying to you, quit with the struggle. Quit fighting what is. You are on a journey. It is yours and yours alone. There is no failure and there's no success. It's about living and learning. Come on. You don't have to judge anything. Let go of trying to please everybody else and allow for the good to come to you. Please read my blog. There's a little picture there. It says, sometimes when things are falling apart, they may actually be falling into place. Once again, that puts us exactly with what this title is about. You don't have to control everything. Yay! Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that you don't have to figure out the puzzle of how to manifest your very heart's desire? Aren't you glad? Everything is falling into place. And you need to focus on letting go, saying, okay, angels, okay, universe, you take care of it. You take care of it, and go out and have some fun. Go out and let your life be simple and easy. You may not even like where you are at in this moment in time, but you must find in this moment in time the gratitude that you have come this far. You must find the believe, trust, attach within you that says, okay, I am here for a reason. Give me wisdom and understanding, angel. Surround the whole situation with love. Because the only way things are going to change from where you are at is for you to let go. Visualize in your heart and in your mind. Okay? Visualize what it is you truly want. What is your heart's desire? And do not let that ego pop up and say, there's no way you're going to get that. There's no way you deserve that. Sometimes I get people that say, you know, because we're all psychic, and they say, how do you know it's the words of your angel? Because the words of your angels, the words of the universe, the energy of the universe is all very positive. You're amazing, you're unique, you're extraordinary. You can't lose. The ego is like, you're stupid, there's no way you're going to get this, you don't deserve this. It's the voice of all that negativity that the world, the physical world, would have you do. And so often in our lives, our ego, which could be, you know, an 8 or 9 or 10-year-old inside of it because of that trauma and drama we had as a kid, is making your decisions. Why do you think things come out so stupid? It is Donald Trump standing up in front of people. This is ego. Listen. Listen to me. It is Donald Trump standing up in front of people, and somebody accuses him of something, stealing from people or not donating or whatever, and all of a sudden, here's a good one, that Trump University or whatever, and the judge says, hey, you know, we're going forward with this. And Donald Trump, like an 8-year-old ego, starts making fun of or starts berating the judge, who happens to be is an American citizen and happens to be of Mexican descent, and starts criticizing him. That's what the ego does. That's a blatant in-your-face example as you're watching, if you're keeping track of things. You see it, though, in people all the time, people you work with, people in your family. You may even respond that way. As soon as somebody says something and it gets your goat, and all of a sudden your solar plexus is in a knot and your ego jumps up and says, well, you're this, or I'm better than that, or blah, 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 or as you try to move forward to create what you want, the ego just says, you're not smart enough. You can't do that. That voice to most people is more real than the love of the universe or the love of the angels. And that's a shame. That is really a shame. That is the place where we need to be. That's the place we have to work for, where the ego is not making our decisions for us, where the ego is not saying, you have to fix this, you need to do this, you know, or I know you want another job, but you'll never find the job you want. You'll never find the love of your life. All of these things. That's all ego. And the fact that you feel you have to fix stuff, any of it, you need to take a step back and say, angels, give me clarity. Universe, give me clarity. What do I need to know? Because within you is your soul that is connected to the most powerful energy in the universe. It's the life force energy within you. Call it soul, call it heart, call it intuition, psychic, I don't care. You are the same energy that holds the planet in place. The same love energy that is out there is the energy that flows through you, your life force energy, your soul. And it is magnificent and it is powerful and it is all those things we talked about, successful, it is whole, it is all those things. You're just not taught that. And it's unfortunate. If they taught us that as a society to be empowered, this radio show would be unimportant. But that's not how the powers that be keep control. They keep control by keeping you in fear. They keep you in control by telling you things, oh my God, be very, very afraid. You're not good enough. Kind of stuff drives me crazy because I know better. I know better. And you know better. You're just not allowing it to pop to the top, as we would say. There was a gal today that left me a message, and she said, I know it was heartfelt. And it was a pretty simple message. I got it first thing this morning, she said. Do you think the universe can hate someone? Do you think the universe can hate someone? Think about that. The reason that this pops up is because we have been taught that there is a God and that we were created in the image of this God. And you'll notice in my blog, because I'm talking about my Pentecostal church experience, and when I talk about God, I do not capitalize it because I do not believe in that God that was everybody else is screaming about out there. So we figure that we are created in this image of God, and because we have all these ego emotions of guilt, fear, anger, then God, who is even bigger than us, who controls the whole universe, must get really angry and must be really jealous and all these things. And it is an impossibility. That is an ego emotion. Hate is an ego emotion. So when there's protesters out there and preachers talking about God hates fags or God hates transgender people or we should kill all of them or whatever, that is not God. That is not the universe. That is nothing but human ego. And we need to learn the difference so that you don't have your ego controlling your life. And therein lies your empowerment. No, you do not have to control everything. You just need to be in present moment and understand that the universe is on your side. The universe is there for you. The universe has got your back. And the sooner you learn that, the sooner you will be on your way to this fulfilled love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, to that empowerment that I talked about in John Randolph Price's affirmation, whole, rich, fulfilled, successful, love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression. What is perfect divine self-expression? You know, it may lead you to be a healer. It may lead you to be a psychic. It may lead you to be painting in your house all day long. But it is a place within you where you are at peace, where you are expressing yourself and going, yeah, this is good. And not with that constant nagging that you need to do more, you need to do more, you need to do more. That's ego. Not too many callers today. Right now, there's only one. So you are first. I'm going to go ahead and do this. And 708, you've been on the line. 708, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm really doing good. I really am doing good. But, you know, that's what summer brings for me. And if we have the next week in the 80s, and I know for some people it's like, oh, my God, but... Oh, that nurtures my goddess, really. It absolutely does. And to tell you the truth, climate change has hit us really hard. I told my husband, I said, I think it's going to end up, because we're at 7,000 elevation, I said, I think it's going to end up being 65 to 70 degrees all year round, which would really suck, you know. Anyways, I'm great. I'm going to go sit out and get a little bit of that sun. How are you today, and who am I speaking to?
I am Eileen, and
hi,
I am
Eileen.
An acquaintance. Hi, I have never had the pleasure of meeting you, but I have met Barb.
Oh, Barb, my BFF.
Yes, and she
so
does
where,
know
where
me.
So where are you? Where are you? Are you in Arizona?
I'm not going to. I am now. I
oh, great.
Was in Arizona. Moved back to Chicago, and I just moved back 2 weeks ago. And
excellent.
I'm not sure where I'm supposed to be. It was a very emotional move.
Okay.
But I'm a little lost.
You know, you are exactly where you're supposed to be because you are there. If you
mm-hmm.
were not supposed to be there, you wouldn't be there. And there's nothing wrong with being lost, because the only place you can go from being lost is to be found. So what you want to do is ask your angels for clarity and wisdom and understanding. And sometimes there's just this place within where we just need to have a good cry or have a good rest or not expect the glamour and giggles yet. You just need to be, learn to be
mm-hmm.
for a little while. And don't forget to drink a lot of water. You're in Arizona now.
Oh, yes, I have. I think not only a little lost, but I'm very heartbroken over the move. But everything pointed to me coming back here. So I did.
So here is where, you know, and I've been trying to get to Chicago, and none of the doors had opened up. And so you followed the signs and signals. Sometimes it keeps us exactly in a place, even though we don't want to be. Sometimes it moves us into another direction. So is
mm-hmm.
that your question for the angels? Is this... You want some clarity on this? Is that what you're asking?
That, or am I going to get married again?
Oh, well.
Two very different things.
Well, I can do both, because you're the only caller today, so you must need to speak to me.
I do.
Oh, so the angels knew what they were doing. So let me give you this first, and for anybody who's listening in Arizona, I will be, God, I can't believe how fast time goes. June 12th, which is a week from Sunday, I'll be, Barb and I are both going to be in Scottsdale at the psychic fair there. And it's at the Squaw Peak, Hilton Squaw Peak Resort or whatever. You can get it on my Facebook page, Linda West. There's
okay.
a link there. And on my website, lindawest-medium.com, if you can't quite find it on Facebook, that can be a little bit of a mess if you don't know exactly where you're going. But you can find it under my events on my website. So Barb and I will both be there if you want to swing by. But let me answer your first question first, which is, mm-hmm. why am I here? Well, I know. You're going to be surprised. The angels are telling me that there is a place within you that needs to grow and strengthen. And there is a place within you that is going to find fulfillment in this move that you have made. But right now, you need to go ahead and grieve because I feel like you feel there was a great loss there. Whether you
Huge
stay in Arizona
loss.
Forever,
Huge.
Yeah, whether you stay, but it's a loss of physical space, I imagine, because you can always go back and see people, right? Or they can come to Arizona and see you. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I understand because my daughter is 1,100 miles away, and I never thought that was going to happen. I never expected that to happen. But you are exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, even if that is nothing. So what you want to do is just touch base with the angels and say, okay, give me clarity and give me wisdom and understanding regarding this move. What do I need to know? I don't want you to spend a lot of time meditating. I don't want you to spend a lot of time, you know, trying to fix or do or whatever. What we want for you, what the angels want for you, is to open up your heart and say, bless this. Give me, just let me know why I am here, and then be for a little while. Being with yourself is going to be very, very good. There's a cleansing going on. There's a releasing going on. And what will really help you with this, while you are looking to have love in your life again, okay, is, and you don't have to order it because it costs so much more to order it. I have my little book. It's called Love, The Mystery of Happily Ever After. And this is part of the journey that you are on. It doesn't matter geographically where you are, because the universe is going to create synchronicity to put you on the path with the partnership that you are going to have. And, yes, you are going to have a partnership. But what you have to realize is that it's going to be different from what you've had in the past. And in order for you to have a relationship that is different from what you've had in the past, you have to do a few things and you have to see yourself differently, which is most likely why you are on this journey at this time. So my book, mm-hmm. Love, The Mystery of Happily Ever After, it is on Kindle. If you want to get it on Kindle, I might even be able to get it for free on Kindle. I don't know if you have Kindle. But I'll have
I
it
do.
At the oh, good. Check it out on Kindle. Love, The Mystery of Happily Ever After, Linda West. I need you to follow through with the steps in there because two things are going to happen. You're going to transform. You're going to tap into the transformative energy that brought you to this place. Something within you said, I deserve more. Something within you said, there must be more to life than this. Somewhere along the way, or you wouldn't have experienced this huge a change. And this change is going to put you in touch with yourself. Part of the problem that you have, my dear, is that you suck at receiving. Do you understand that statement?
Yes.
Okay. But you do get a high five and an attagirl from the angels because you actually followed what you were being told to do. So those are all good things. The book itself, and you can pick up the hard copy if you want it because there's a lot of good advice in there. It's a very small little book, but it's got potent, very, very potent things to do, specific things to do to bring your partnership to you, plus to change your attitude about who you are and learn how to receive. If you follow what's in that little book, I promise you, a year from now you won't recognize your life. And this is the most important thing, because there is always purpose in this type of transformation and learning to receive. Because if your hunk of chunk of honey, if your hunk of chunk of burning love showed up on your path right now and you don't receive well, you're just going to end up kicking him to the curb and wait for the sick guy to show up so you can take care of him because you don't receive. Do you see what I mean? And you don't want to do that.
Yes. No.
You want that 50-50 relationship where you're both having fun and you're doing the traveling you want to do, and there's laughter and giggles, because God knows you need more laughter and giggles in your life. And you need to quit giving to everybody else. And that's part of what your journey is about. And please, just tell the universe, I want to have fun today, and go do something out of your comfort zone and go have fun. In the meantime, check out Kim and see if you can get my book and get it downloaded.
I will.
Start working on that. Very, very important for you, sweetie. You are in an adventure. You are in an adventure. And while you're drinking more water, because that's what the very important for Arizona.
Yeah.
And you get out there and you take a walk occasionally when it's midnight and it's, you know, temperature's not so high. I'm excited about getting down there. I'm sorry I'm missing the 114 degrees. I'm need that warmth. But by the time I get there next week, looks like it'll still be over 100, which is like, yay, okay for me. I know.
Yeah.
But I have to live with it. And I did live in it a little while. And that's why I'm up here. So this way I get the best of both worlds. So you're in an adventure, and I want you to look at it that way, and I want you to understand this is about learning to receive and letting go of the fact that, oh, my God, I don't deserve. Yes, you do deserve. And, yes, you deserve your hunk-a-chunk of burning love, which that little book will help you. If you have any questions, you can always email me, go through my website and email me, or I can see you next Sunday. And I really wish you would just show up. Let me give you a hug, and Barb and I will be there laughing and giggling like we always do. And no obligation, you know, to pay for a reading or anything. Just love to meet you if you get a chance.
I would love that.
And
I will love
have
that.
Fun. You
Thank
are,
you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I'm looking forward for you to read that little book, because it's going to strike a chord and you're going to go, oh, got it. Okay?
Which is why I wrote it.
Which is why I was compelled to write it, because you're not the only female out there that has that issue. And I get these questions all the time. Am I going to get my partner? Or there's times when I say to someone, oh, there's a partnership on your path, and then they freak out and go, no, I'm not going to do that again, because they keep thinking it's going to be like it was before. But if when you change your energy, which is what has to happen in order for you to have the love, the partnership that you deserve and want, which is fun, full of love and passion and all that laughter and good stuff, we have to change the way ourselves, because the universe can only bring to us what we think we deserve, which is why we have to shift some energy to be at that highest frequency. He's already manifesting you. You just have to reach that higher frequency so that your paths can cross. Because if your path has already crossed, you've missed each other, doesn't mean the universe won't bring it back again, because you're at different frequencies. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right,
I
girlfriend,
do.
Check it out, and I'll see you next Sunday.
You will. Happily. Thank you so much.
Take care, sweetie. Pleasure. Thank you for calling. It's a huge compliment to me, and what a wonderful trust. Trust my words. So thank you, and enjoy yourself. Drink your water.
Thank you. I'm grateful.
Take care,
grateful.
Sweetie. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
well, if I can't get to Chicago, I guess the people will come to Arizona. 806-806. Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
I am pretty good. How are you? I love summer, so.
This is my time of year, too.
Oh,
this is
good.
When I'm happiest.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm in Texas, and my name is Sherry, and it's my favorite time of year.
Sherry, I am going to be in north of Houston in Spring, Texas, at the end of June. Where are you in Texas?
I'm in the Panhandle, just south of Amarillo. So not too close at all. Opposite sides of the
right.
state. Right,
and I'll be in Louisville then in October, in Addison, Texas, at the Healing Expo, and then the first part of November. And can you, I'm talking about November, and all I can think of is, oh, winter again. And then back in Louisville in November. Just putting it out there for you, if you like what you hear. But I love summer, and we have experienced, as I said, such a change in weather. And the reason I know, I have lived 30 years in the same place, so you know what it's supposed to be like, or what you thought it's supposed to be like, and then all of a sudden it's not anything like it used to be. So in the way of the weather, so I'm real happy. We got 80 degrees plus, so yay!
Nice.
So what is your question for the angels today, my dear? And I'm so happy you called.
Thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate it. I want to just see generally what you're picking up around me. I've been doing a lot of footwork spiritually, and I've had a lot of progress in a lot of
departments.
Oh, honey,
you've done a great job.
Yeah.
Your aura is clearing big time. Your emotions are clearing a lot, too, so you're going to have to be careful that you don't fall into or attach those emotions to anything in particular, because what you're literally doing is releasing old pain, old sadness, old whatever, old guilt, and you're releasing that. That goes along with this. And if there's nothing you can connect it to, and I encourage you not to allow, as I was talking about today, I don't know if you had an opportunity to actually listen to the whole radio show, but do not let the ego make decisions for you. Step out. Just say, okay, I'm putting my ego aside. Tap into the energy. Just say, okay, angels, give me clarity. Because there's going to be some changes coming to you this year based on the work that you have done, and it's all good. Everything about this is good. You're rising up in frequency. The second things that the angels really want you to know is to take meticulous care of your physical body. This is very, very important, because that's going to kind of freak you out too. And it's not necessarily that you need to, and I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor. I know most people, as soon as something is out of whack, they run to the doctor. I do not. I haven't been to one in 25 years. I always just ask the angels, what do I need to do? Because the physical body is the last to catch up with the major amount of work that you have been doing. And so there is this transitional period. You're handling it very well, and it may seem intense at times, but don't let it cause you fear. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
In theory, I don't know what would cause me fear or anything, but the transition into the next phase, I don't know what that means.
You never get there. There's always a rising in frequency.
Okay.
And as you rise in, as you rise in frequency, here's what happens. And if you could go to my website and maybe read a couple of my blogs, it'll help for you with this. That's free. Just go check it out. But here's what happens. You're saying to the angels, I deserve more. And the angels are going, yay, yes, you do. And then you say to the angels, there must be more to life than this. And they're like, yes, there is. So you're clearing out stuff. It's moved you forward. In order for you to move up in frequency, the universe will put in front of your face the issues you need to deal with. So let me put it as simple as possible. especially if you're kind of a newbie at this spiritual stuff. In order to get from where you are to where you want to be, and where you want to be is love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. In order for you to get from where you are to where you want to be, the universe is going to say to you, okay, we need to get rid of this low self-esteem, or we need to get rid of this fear of lack of money, and we need to get rid of this, you know, I don't deserve, or whatever energy that you have that would hold you back. Because it's the universe always says yes, always says yes to what you are doing. Like I said, you get a high five and an attagirl for putting that work forward. So don't be surprised if something comes up and pops up in front of your face and all of a sudden your solar plexus turns into a knot. And just say, okay, angels, give me clarity. What do I need to release? What do I need to let go of? What do I need to understand? Be in present moment, and that is something you get a high five and an attagirl for it, that the angels are saying you've done very well with, right?
Yes.
Yay! Way to go, girl. And so you're on an adventure, and it is time for you to start focusing. And while you're on my website, go to my intention, the page, it's at the, just there's little things at the top. Go to the where it says intention magnet. You can buy it, but that's not why I'm sending you there. Just write down that affirmation, I give intent to receive. So we can open up the doors of receiving for you, or I can give it to you now. Do you want to write it down?
Sure.
Or you can go to my website. That's fine, too.
Okay. Let me hit the website up.
That'll be great. Like I said, the copy of that magnet is there, just right. And basically it says, I give intent to receive love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and perfect divine self-expression. And it opens the doors for you to, you're a wonderful giving person, and now it's going to open up the doors for you to receive from the universe. And it's time for you to focus on asking the angels, what is my joy? What is my joy? Show me my joy. And the universe is going to open up doors for you to move forward. This is your year. This is your time. This is where it gets fun. Because you get to know yourself so much better, and you get to see how the universe works with you to create the synchronicity that you need to create what it is your joy is in your life. And in the meantime, you're letting go of old stuff that has held you back, and the universe is sending you on that journey of love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. Ah, go girl. I mean, you got this. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Drink plenty of water, lots and lots of water. Don't forget to focus on your physical body occasionally. You have a tendency sometimes not to eat, and sometimes you have a tendency to overeat. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you want to focus on having good things to eat. Fruit is very cleansing. Watermelon is very good for the kidneys. Eat the good stuff. Eat organic as much as you can, and don't ignore you. Got that?
I got it, and I appreciate you so much.
Oh, honey, anytime, and I hope, I just call up again, you know, give yourself some time to put this into practice, and like I said, a lot of information on my website. And just enjoy it and understand that you have created this change. You are an empowered individual, and the universe is going to work with you. So, go have fun. Jeez.
Thank you so much, Linda.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I love doing what I do. I just gave everybody permission to go have some grins and giggles for the weekend. 646-646, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, honey, it's Earth Mom. You talk, I'll listen. If I have to hang up, just keep talking, and I'll catch you in the archive.
That's fine. What do you need, dear?
Whatever the angels want me to know at the moment.
you're quit worrying so much, because there's some good things coming your way. The problem that you have is you get in your own way. You are one of the strongest people I know and one of the most creative. There is this challenge that you have about this creativity. This creativity takes you up, like, in frequency, and you have a hard time staying then on planet Earth. But when you get to planet Earth, then the ego takes over, and then things get discombobulated for you. So there's still this challenge of balance for you. But I got to tell you, I really see coming up for you within this, I'm thinking this summer, you've been doing some work on, and it feels like an opportunity is going to open up for you, something that's going to guide you to where you need to go. But I really need you to understand, just like the title says today, you do not have to control everything. And if you can get a chance to go to my Facebook page today, it's tapping into the myself is wholeness and perfection, abundant and richly endowed, all those things, so that you know I am whole, rich, fulfilled, successful. And let it be your truth and be open to receive. This is where the empowerment is, being in the moment, not planning. Don't let what I just told you take you 2 months into the future. Be in the now. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this amazing opportunity. What do I need to learn and what do I need to know in order to be open to receive this opportunity? Are you understanding?
I am. And Linda, okay. You said you saw a real relationship coming in. Do you still see that happening this year?
Honey, that's going to happen. I really wish you would spend this, if you can go on Amazon Kindle or the $12 on my website and get my book, Love the Mystery of Happily Ever After. You really need that, because he's there, and we need to raise you up in frequency so that you guys will meet at that level, at that higher frequency level. You know what, honey? You have a hard time accepting and receiving adoration and love. And it takes a man without a lot of ego. Hello? So you try too hard. Don't try. Understand it's already there. You have to tap into you and understand that this is what you deserve. And that's where there's a, like, the link in the chain kind of.
The disconnect.
Weak.
All right.
Yes, the disconnect. Please, it's $12, and I don't even make much money by the time I ship it priority. And but it's on Kindle if you have Kindle, and it's cheaper there.
Well, one way or the other, I'll get it.
Love the Mystery of Happily Ever After. It is not a long book, and I know you don't want a long book. It is a simple, here's what you need to do, and if you do what's in there, which is why I wrote it, you do what's in there, it's going to open up that door on all levels, because you still suck at receiving. Okay?
Yeah, I do. All right.
Hey, that girlfriend, and I can't wait to hear from you. I want that in your hot little hands the next time you call me. Do you understand? In some form or another.
You got it.
Got it?
You got it. Yep.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Aw, that ended up so nice. We're going to end this episode. Remember, I'm going to be in Phoenix next weekend. I'm going to go shopping. And then on Sunday, okay? Oh, and I'm going to go out, because you know I like to dress. Every now and then a girl's got to do her hair and put her makeup on. So I'll be in Phoenix next weekend. On the 12th, I'll be at the Purple Lotus Productions at their psychic fair. And then I'll be in Spring, Texas. The 24th, 25th, 26th, got all kinds of fun things planned for then. So life is good, and you need to know it, and just be grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, everybody. Next Thursday. Boy, is that week going to go by fast. All right, take care. Bye-bye.